CBSI in the world. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and we're heading to the planet Mars because something is happening in Mars on Perseverance that could be a pathway to a bright future for a Mars colony. Could be. A lot of unanswered questions. Bob, what is MOXIE?
MOXIE is a test technology experiment on Perseverance whose main goal is to prove that you can produce breathable oxygen from the thin carbon dioxide atmosphere of Mars. And we've reported this previously, but every new report from MOXIE gets better. It had proven earlier this year that it could produce about half the oxygen a human being needs per day, which means you put two MOXIEs on Mars and you have produced enough oxygen for a person forever, ever, forever. But now they did a test on MOXIE. They pushed it for as far as they could on Perseverance. They only can do this at night when Perseverance isn't operating. They basically use a lot of electricity, and so they have to go to periods when the science on Perseverance isn't operating. But they did. They decided to do this, and they ran the thing for 58 minutes hard. They said, quote, "This is the riskiest run we've done," said Michael Hecht, the principal investigator. "Something could have gone wrong," he said. Well, nothing went wrong. It ran for 58 minutes, and it produced 12 grams of oxygen. And that's about what a person needs in a day. No, I'm sorry. A person needs 20 grams in it per hour. So this demonstrator is trying to produce it needs 20 grams per hour. This produced 12 grams in an hour, which means more than half of what a person needs was produced by MOXIE in this test. This just means that when the first humans arrive on Mars, they will really not have to bring a lot of oxygen, just enough MOXIE-type instruments, because they will be able to produce the oxygen you need from the Martian atmosphere. And in fact, what's really significant is the oxygen supply will be infinite.
And Bob,
putting no limit on stay.
Oxygen also can contribute to making water. Is that correct? They can use this?
You have to remember, there's plenty of water on Mars, John. You'll have to produce it this way. You wouldn't want to. You just use the water from the ice. You're going to have no problem getting water on Mars. Mars is not a dry planet. It's just icy. But in terms of drinking, breathing, this is an unlimited supply. Obviously, if you can produce oxygen, you could maybe then use this to produce fuel. You bring fuel and you have the oxidizer, the oxygen, for fuel. So that's another reason this is significant. But this very clearly, you bring MOXIE trees to Mars, and you've got a forest that can make you breathable.
Did they know about this before the MOXIE experiment, Bob, that they could make oxygen so effectively?
This has been an engineering proposal for many, 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 many years. It's just a matter of how to be tested. And so they proposed to put it on Perseverance, and they did, and they tested it, and they proved it.
A great success. We go to Curiosity. Bob has a photo of this very strange planet again. What are you showing us? The pathway, Bob?
For the last month or so, Curiosity has been struggling to go up a very steep and rocky slope and has been having trouble, so they eventually decided to contour along it until they could get up above the ridge, the slope onto the ridge above, the plateau above. And so yesterday, they finally topped the ridge and could look forward. And so they did a immediate navigation camera panorama, and I've got that up on Behind the Black. And it shows where they're going next, and the road is going to be just as rough and just as difficult. I don't think Curiosity is ever going to be a trip from now on, so the going's going to be slow, John.
And the red dots, that's the pathway it's going to follow or did follow?
That's correct. The red dotted lines is the planned route approximately. Of course, they change that if they think they need to.
There are a lot of nasty-looking bumps out there, Bob.
Yes, you said it, John. You said it.
All right, we go to liquid water once possible on Mars. This is a theory as to why there appears from orbit to be what would be the remains of water runoff, and what is the theory, Bob?
All right, there's been many theories to try to explain how liquid water could have once existed on Mars. None of them really work. Increasingly, those theories call for water very temporarily and in shorter and shorter intermittent periods. This new theory is a good one because it suggests that the shifts in the orbital tilt of the planet over time from 11 to 60 degrees, which is a lot more than Earth, produces a cyclical pattern that during certain periods of time when the tilt is only 35 degrees, the ice caps partially melt. The conditions in the middle latitudes change, where you could have temporarily, for small periods, water, ice melting to produce streams of water, very temporarily, but that would produce some of the features we see. And it seems to me that they're beginning to get a sense of what Mars was like, not like Earth, but like an alien planet that has sometimes liquid water for short periods of time.
Is that a predictable periodicity when it tilts?
Yes, they have. It's got some chaos in it, but yes, they have completely, they have mapped out what they think has happened over the last few million years, and yes, it's a very predictable, it's a reasonably predictable cycle. And it does seem to suggest that all the layers we see on Mars in both ice and ground is somehow linked to that cyclical.
Webb is taking photographs and gaining a lot of attention. This one of Saturn, what is the difference? Well, it's a very pretty image, Bob.
It is a very pretty image, but it's not a photograph. It's an infrared false color image, because that's all Webb can do. But it's essentially a heat image of Saturn. And what's really interesting is that the rings are really bright and warm, and the planet itself is dark and cold in comparison. This image was taken to see if Webb's resolution could pick up some of the smaller moons of Saturn, and it was able to do so. But it's also a pretty spectacular picture of the planet itself.
And the gravitational waves, I've been reading these articles in Science and Nature bulletins. They're very excited. Should they be, Bob?
I don't get quite as excited. Gravitational waves are cool, so anything discovered with them gets big, big play. What's interesting about this is they basically use pulsars to detect the overall background hum of gravitational waves throughout the universe. The analogy I use is, imagine each gravitational wave is a single wave on the ocean. This detection is the rough equivalent of looking at the ocean's overall surface and measuring the general roughness of all the waves.
And finally, Bob, a donut on Mars. Any guesses to how it happened? We have 20 seconds.
But this is a picture from Perseverance, and it looks like a smooth rock with a hole in the middle. They're pretty sure it's a nickel iron meteorite that hit the surface of Mars. They see these a lot, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.